Thousands traveled from around the country over the weekend to attend Santa Rosa's annual cannabis extravaganza at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. KRCB's Addia White brings you some highlights from this year's Emerald Cup.
This has been the Disneyland of cannabis.
That's Ashley from Miami. She and her boyfriend Thomas asked me to only use their first names because recreational cannabis isn't legal in Florida. Like other cannabis enthusiasts, the two were willing to travel hundreds of miles to attend this year's Emerald Cup. I ask what they've seen so far.
What have we seen so far? Literally every brand, every strain,
the best genetics ever. Loving it.
In addition to live music, policy presentations, and over 100 cannabis vendors, the Emerald Cup also hosts activities like joint rolling competitions. As we speak, Thomas is trying to pack as much cannabis as he can to enter his joint into the heaviest category.
It's looking like a 4.5 grams, 5 gram joint right now. You know, I am going with not so much as how much I'm able to stuff, but how much I can fit with still making it look perfect.
Across the room, another contestant, who asked me to call her Mama T, is carefully stuffing her paper. She's pretty confident she can place with her work, based on the number of years of practice. I ask her if she has any tricks.
Well, I'm older, so I guess that's not necessarily a trick, but I'm older, so I know better.
She traveled from Oakland for this year's Emerald Cup, and while she's excited to see bands like the Grammy Award winner Steel Pulse, she's also a little disheartened by how much the industry has changed since her youth.
I guess it's exciting seeing the new 21st century kind of way, even though I miss the old way, because I come back from the old school, Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, non-GMO. In a way, it's sad. I'm very aware of what's going on, and I'm just here to see. I mean, it's happy and it's sad.
The Emerald Cup coincides with a difficult year for those in the Sonoma County cannabis industry. Earlier this year, Santa Rosa's Cannacraft, one of the largest cannabis manufacturing companies in the state, told us that they used to buy 90% of their raw material from Sonoma County farms. Now that number is closer to zero. Statewide, the industry has not brought in the tax revenue regulators expected when it was legalized. Cultivation taxes will go up starting in the new year. At the Emerald Cup, several panelists addressed how to deal with industry difficulties, but mostly both enthusiasts and professionals were happy to celebrate the recent harvest. Ashley and Thomas have enjoyed the event so much that
literally come out here and considered moving out here.
Literally. We love it out here. The people are amazing. The personalities, the vibes, the good energy from everybody. I haven't walked into anybody that has any bad energy so far.
I'm Addia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Find the list of first place winners in this year's Emerald Cup at norcalpublicmedia.org.